This is VOA News.
Hi, remote.
I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap, as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered to allow an emergency extension into December. Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, welcomed McConnell's move. The offer came as Republicans were prepared to block a procedural vote in the Senate. But while an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic federal default would be averted, it also set the stage for a possible repeat battle in December. The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency announced Thursday a new China-focused unit that underscored its view of Beijing as the country's toughest long-term adversary. The CIA director said in a statement the new China Mission Center will address the challenge China poses to all of the U.S. spy agency's mission areas. The announcement parallels the broader shift of the administration of President Joe Biden to confronting China as its leading strategic competitor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the alliance had to act against rising Russian malign activities after expelling members of Moscow's delegation for alleged spying. Stoltenberg said, quote, "The decision to withdraw the accreditation of 8 members of the Russian delegation to NATO was done based on intelligence because these are undeclared Russian intelligence officers," end quote. He went on to add they have seen an increase in Russian harmful activities. Russia will invite the Taliban to international talks on Afghanistan scheduled for October 20th in Moscow, the Kremlin's envoy to Afghanistan said Thursday. The talks will follow a G20 summit on Afghanistan. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State